Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today's episode is a whirlwind tour of the latest developments that are reshaping the technology landscape. From headline software releases to deep dives into privacy and regulation. Let's start with software. Because, let's be honest, that's where the pulse of the tech world beats fastest. The recently launched systemd v259 brings experimental support for MuscleLibc, giving developers a fresh layer of flexibility for building portable Linux systems. This version also improves elevated privilege switches and introduces new properties dedicated to managing process terminations more effectively. Power users and SYS admins will likely appreciate smoother performance and additional control without the familiar overhead. And from email clients, the spotlight is on Thunderbird's 2026 vision updates, focused squarely on integrating Microsoft Exchange deeper into the experience. For users stuck in the cross-platform limbo of old and new technologies, these improvements offer smoother migrations and greater compatibility for day-to-day communication. Shifting to application development, Qt's 6.11 beta has landed, promising not just cosmetic upgrades but entirely new functional modules. This major bet on graphic performance and asynchronous task handling hints at future-ready apps with slicker visuals and less lag, ideal for everything from embedded devices to desktop giants. Meanwhile, video professionals should take note of Intel's LIBVPL 2.16, which features experimental AI-assisted video encoding APIs. Media processing could get both smarter and more energy-efficient, potentially accelerating creative workflows, just as demand for video content continues to surge. For readers and publishing aficionados, Calibre 8.16 now features AI-powered tools for better managing and organizing large literary databases. This has naturally sparked passionate debate on the role of AI in literary circles, raising both hope for smarter cataloging and concern about the implications for human curation. Now let's pivot to hardware, where the market is showing some surprises. The US saw a staggering 27% year-over-year decline in video game hardware spending as of November, bucking expectations and signaling a shift in consumer priorities and supply trends. Analysts are eyeing this carefully, as it may indicate a broader transformation in gaming hardware cycles, or perhaps just a pause before a new wave of innovation sweeps the market. At the same time, the government of Denmark has launched what could be one of the boldest public sector IT experiments of the decade, piloting a transition from Microsoft products to open source software across key institutions. Proponents argue that this move not only saves costs, but encourages transparency and operational agility, giving citizens more control over how government data is managed. It's a move that's being watched closely by governments worldwide, as many wonder if the Danish model might become the new norm in public sector IT. Shifting gears, let's explore innovation on the bleeding edge. The Ambien Imager tool has broken new ground by enabling one-click OS installs for over 300 single-board computers. If you thought Raspberry Pi was the last word in affordable tinkering, think again. This tool radically lowers the entry bar for developers and hobbyists alike, potentially catalyzing a new wave of grassroots hardware projects. Meanwhile, China's breakneck push for semiconductor independence grabbed headlines with its announcement of an EUV lithography machine developed domestically. This is a technical feat that could tilt the balance of global chip supply chains and potentially disrupt the dominance enjoyed by long-established giants. Not only does this further China's ambitions to become self-reliant in advanced computing, it raises the stakes for geopolitical competition in the tech sector. Let's talk security and ethics, because staying one step ahead isn't just about buying the latest gadget. A recent spate of investigations has exposed a worrying trend among browser extensions, many of which mislead users about the anonymity of their data. Behind the scenes, it turns out, user data is often far less private than advertised, which means your search history and personal information could be fair game for data miners or even cyber criminals. The lesson here is that in a world increasingly built on digital trust, the old mantra of read the fine print has never been more essential for technology users. If that isn't enough to get your attention, the so-called double-speed hack should do the trick. This breach revealed an extensive network of AI-generated social media accounts used to pump up marketing numbers and influence public perception. As companies lean harder on AI to drive engagement, the specter of artificial users and synthetic influence campaigns has sparked urgent debate about the authenticity of online spaces. Not to be outdone, the world of aviation has faced its own reckoning with recent airport security breaches. Flaws in established protocols allowed unauthorized access and raised uncomfortable questions about the resilience of even highly regulated environments. The Breaches 2025 initiative now exists to systematically catalog major security failures, hoping to force a shift to a privacy-first mindset. The need for robust user protections and ethical governance feels less like an option and more like a survival skill in today's digital environment. What's heartening, though, is the powerful response from communities and open source projects stepping up to fill gaps and reimagine experiences. The KDE project's resurgence is a highlight. Its commitment to smart home integration and desktop innovation is winning new fans across all corners of the Linux world. Elsewhere, some see community fragmentation as a liability, but in the Linux ecosystem, it's long been celebrated as a kind of creative turbulence. This diversity of ideas is spawning new approaches to classic problems, much to the benefit of users demanding highly tailored experiences. For hands-on hobbyists, Adafruit continues to stoke that spirit by inviting makers to share their latest creations, amplifying the communal learning cycle that keeps the hardware world vibrant. Jumping to product news, the just-launched POP underscore OS 24.04 LTS refreshes the Linux desktop experience. Its revamped interface streamlines application access and redefines user workflows, proving that usability remains king in workstation operating systems. On the media creation side, OpenShot 3.4 arrives boasting improved performance, new editing effects, and inspiration for a new generation of creators. These advancements mean more people can express themselves visually, regardless of their hardware's muscle or their prior editing experience. Industry watchers will have noticed a spate of strategic acquisitions signaling bigger fish are now consolidating their control in critical tech sectors. Red Hat's acquisition of Chatterbox Labs is a standout. The deal will beef up AI safety protocols within Red Hat's enterprise stack, directly addressing mounting customer demand for reliable, responsible automation. In the education sector, Coursera's surprise takeover of Udemy offers a hint at future consolidation trends in online learning. By combining forces, these giants are aiming to cement their dominance in corporate training for the booming AI and data science markets. It's a move that could shake the way millions of workers and students worldwide access upskilling resources in the coming years. Over in the space sector, Jared Isaacman's confirmation as NASA chief has made news far beyond Washington. His bipartisan support is a positive signal for global space programs, with strong political backing for NASA's Artemis mission, ramping up the race to return humans to the moon and even venture to Mars. The hope is that stable, high-level leadership can drive innovation while keeping space exploration accessible and relevant on the world stage. And no tech roundup would be complete without a nod to the evolving regulatory environment. The FCC, America's digital media watchdog, has come under fire after its chairman, Brendan Carr, was grilled during recent congressional testimony. The controversy? The removal of the word independent from the FCC's mission statement, which has many observers questioning the agency's ability to remain impartial. As the boundary between public administration and private enterprise blurs, the autonomy of digital regulators will be a pivotal issue for the future of communications policy. So what do all these news items mean in the big picture? The 2025 tech landscape is nothing short of dynamic, marked by breathtaking innovation, seismic shifts in established markets, and the never-ending churn of user expectations. Each headline signals a broader trend: accelerating digitization, the deepening role of AI, the growing weight of privacy concerns, and a new spirit of community-driven development. No one can afford to be complacent, not consumers, businesses, or policymakers. The next step is clear. Organizations should make privacy and ethical design a core priority, while remaining flexible enough to capitalize on rapid technological shifts. As new threats and opportunities emerge, those who stay informed and open to experimentation are poised to thrive in this intricate digital environment. If you want the details behind these trends, remember to check out the full reports and analysis linked in the show notes. Stay curious, stay safe, and above all, stay engaged. Thanks for listening.